Hello and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 57. I'm Janice Penning.
And I'm Michelle Malloy-Dillon. And Janice and I are here with our lovely David Langiuli, our business partner. And David wrote a great blog post this week about mental fitness, getting your mind right. And this couldn't be more apt for this time amidst the coronavirus week 7 or 8. I think, of quarantine, something in there. And mental fitness is more important than ever. So David, tell us a little bit about your blog.
Well, the lead in to that article is references one of my favorite movies of all time from the 1960s called Cool Hand Luke. It's actually the film where was a breakthrough film for Paul Newman, who plays the main character, and there's a character. It's set in the South, and the setting is a prison gang, like a chain gang. And I actually went to college in the South and in Virginia, and they used to have chain gangs working on the roads. Even in the 1980s, they were still doing that. So these things may still exist. Anyway, so the prison captain is a very interesting character, and played by a guy by the name of Strother Martin, who's an old character actor. And he tells Luke in the movie, you got to get your mind right. So that's what the three of us have been doing during COVID-19. We've been engaged in a mental fitness program, getting our minds right.
We did not realize how timely it was going to be. We were invited by Shirzad Shamin, who's a Stanford professor, best-selling author, and former executive at our coaching school, to participate in a coaching program with him. And yeah, we signed up pretty much just before COVID-19, you know, really started to impact life in North America. So for us, it was a very interesting, especially the first two or three weeks, I think we were really in our place of our limiting beliefs, or what he calls saboteurs. And that was an interesting place to be.
It sure was. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this was a 7-week program where every day we were in the mind gym working out our mind and learning new ways and exercises in order to do that, in order to get to know the voices in our head that tell us negative stories and hold us back, and then learning what kind of skills we might need to get out of those negative voices and to work through things. And there really hasn't been a better time in my life than to go through a program like that.
Yeah. And to do it together.
Well, yeah, that's super important in the structure of that particular program, that there is like an accountability or coaching pod that we were in with one other a colleague of ours, and having like a group where you can share what's going on, like you do exercises. It's like having, I'm glad you, Michelle, you mentioned the gym metaphor. Tons of research out there in the physical, in the realm of physical fitness, that shows if you have a workout buddy, the probability of your sticking with your fitness program goes up by like 500% or something, some crazy fivefold increase in your physical fitness as a result of just having, sometimes we call them accountability buddies.
And that's exactly what we have been doing, is we have been accountability buddies for each other throughout this program and with the daily practice.
So why don't we, maybe David, you can, for our listeners, let's give a overview of like, what are saboteurs, you know, what's the master saboteur, what are the accomplices?
Right.
To kind of catch people up on what we're talking
about. Right. That's good. Saboteurs are mental states, it's one way of thinking about them, or voices that sabotage us. You know, by definition, a saboteur is something that defeats you or causes you great stress or harm, and it lives in the shadows. It's not, saboteurs are not out in the sunlight. And the master saboteur is called the judge or the critic. And that's the voice that makes other people wrong, circumstances wrong, or ourselves wrong. Judges things, people, circumstances, and self harshly. Yeah, that's the master saboteur. Now, since you guys went through the program with me, why don't we share some of these accomplice voices that we all have? I think Shirzad identifies 9 of them in the program, and we all have our own personal favorites.
Yes. Yeah, so for me, my top 2 are avoider, which is overly focusing on the positive and not being really willing to go into, you know, conflict when it's needed and healthy, kind of sometimes procrastinating because you don't want to do something because it feels like it's going to be difficult. So that's one of mine. And my other one, which I chose to work on during the program because they're both quite equal in weight, is controller. Because when this whole thing started, that's when I'm under stress, I want to control situations. You know, I want to have a plan. I want other people to have, to follow my plan, not even to have their own plan, to follow my plan, especially people who unfortunately live in my house with me. So, you know, that was like so clear to me. So that's the one I really chose to focus on because during this whole thing, this, you know, like you said, Michelle, it's kind of like what I don't know. I can think of a few times in life, but this is one of a handful of times in life where it just felt like everything was so unclear. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I was. I was really in this place of like trying to control whatever, which is not helpful. You know, I just needed to accept and move on.
Yeah. It's so true. There's something about that acceptance that can help us move on. And I became so unbelievably familiar with my lovely saboteur of victim. Holy moly. Like this, I realized that this is a place that I have gone repeatedly over and over in my life. And one thing that was a really important distinction that Shirzad made in the program is that we have these saboteurs, and then there's also grief. And grief is different. Grief is not a saboteur. And I had a real aha moment in this course and in this time of life where my son is graduating from college, and I had a day where that was supposed to be the commencement day where we were all gathering the family from all over the country and having a great celebration. And I woke up that morning and I was just so distraught. And I was so sad. And talking with both of you in our pod, I realized, and getting help from you guys, I realized that yes, I was in grief for sadness of what wasn't going to be on that day, but that my victim saboteur was jumping on the opportunity of grief and making me suffer so hard for that. And as soon as I understood that distinction, I was still allowing myself to be sad and I could totally move on. And we created a different kind of celebration for my son on that evening. And that was a really important distinction for me to see. So sometimes you can be in grief and a saboteur can jump on that opportunity and just take you emotionally down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've mentioned 2 of my favorites, controller and victim. So I don't need to elaborate on those. And I did work on both of those during the program and those voices. And there's a great assessment that Shirzad has us take, and that the three of us use with our coaching clients before we start off on coaching engagements. It's assessment that you can take at positiveintelligence.com, saboteur assessment, and you'll get a pretty good sense of your 9 accomplice saboteurs and their strength, how powerful their voices are, and with a description of each one of them. And I didn't work on this one in the 7-week program, but I became, because the voice has quieted down over the years, and this is another aspect of saboteur voices, they're always there. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of how loud they are and how powerfully they're sabotaging you. So for many years, I had a very restless saboteur, like moved around the country a lot, changed jobs frequently. I can get bored very easily if I have to do the same thing over and over again. So during this COVID-19 lockdown, my restless saboteur got activated. But the thing I noticed this time around was that, oh, there it is. There's my old restless self. I was like, no, that's not going to serve. That's not going to really be all that helpful right now. Thank you.
Well, and yeah. I love what you're pointing out too, David. It's not like we get rid of our saboteur voices. Like, they're always there. They're always sort of bubbling around. Yeah. But getting to know them on a deeper level and then learning some tools of what you need to do to sort of choose to keep them or choose to let them leave the room can help us manage those saboteurs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and be more in control of them rather than they are in control of us.
Yeah, the one metaphor I liked a lot, and it's coming up again as you're both speaking, is, you know, like, it's like touching a hot stove. Like, the pain of touching a hot stove is important because we need the message to say, take your hand off the hot stove. You know, and especially what you were saying, Michelle, it's like, but you could choose not to stay there, you know? And so it is, like you're saying, David, like the restless came back. And I mean, I joke, I barely have a restless saboteur, and I started to have a restless saboteur last week. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like so much of the same, right, for the last 8 weeks that it's hard not to have that come in. But it's the recovery, you know, and this, like, this was a huge part of the 10-month leadership program that we had, where it's like, it's not about not falling down, it's about the recovery, and it's about shortening the amount of time it takes to recover, you know, we're always going to stumble.
Yeah, that's where the fitness comes in. Yes, absolutely. Like, there is first the awareness that you're either triggered or worse, hijacked by some negative emotion. There's nothing wrong with negative emotions. They're just signals that something in the environment or in your thought process is off and you're having some reaction. You're actually reacting, because I want to make this distinction between reacting and responding. So then sometimes we lash out. Like, I have a tendency to lash out when my controller saboteur is activated. And if I am reacting rather than responding, I react with anger. Mm-hmm. So that's how I know, not only have I been triggered, but I've been hijacked. It's so powerful that it's like the Green Hulk monster comes out, you know, just whammo, like whoof. So what we learned in the program is to just first be aware. That's the first step, the awareness of the trigger or the hijack, and then practice with something called PQ reps, and then respond in a more skillful way.
Yeah, I love what you're pointing out, David, because this isn't about like pushing aside the emotion or tapping it down. It's actually noticing, using the emotion as a clue that there's something that differently that can be done. And using the PQ reps helps us to tune more into what's helpful when we're feeling those intense emotions and to get out of them and to do something with them, because they're such an important sign for, they're like a compass, like something has gone wrong and I don't know what's wrong and what's happening. And, oh, wait, okay. now I can be more on top of it. Now I can understand what's wrong and do something about it, rather than going into complete overwhelm of the emotions and shutting down our logical brain in every single way. Mm-hmm. This is like getting back to the logical brain through the emotion.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and it takes, what I'm learning is that, and this is where the gym metaphor comes in again, it takes practice. It takes a certain level of just resilience or fitness to be skillful at this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it takes community. So, you know, one of the nice things for us now is having been through this, we are now able to start to teach other people and you know, kind of like show up at the PQ gym and be the trainer.
Exactly. We are the PQ personal trainers now.
As yeah. we continue to do our own work, you know.
I was just going to say, and yeah. we're continuing to do it as well, because this isn't something that you just let go of. This is yes. like a practice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. yeah. So let's... Yeah,
we go in the gym. We still go in the gym.
Yeah. We did right before this call. We decided to go in the gym right. before we hit record.
Before we hit record, yeah. So, David, why don't you tell people a little bit about our PQ fitness program?
Yeah. So... we got inspired by and trained by Shirzad and his vision, which we share, is to make this work more widely available. And he's doing it by training coaches like us. And now we're bringing it out to our community. And it's a 7-week program. And you know, why 7 weeks? Well, there is just a certain amount of practice that's required. I think most people will recognize, or I know we've talked about it, you know, habits. Certain, you know, it takes mm-hmm. a while to build a habit. And so there's a lot of rigor in this program. There's a video, it's a fairly intensive time commitment. There's mm-hmm. To watch a video on a Monday for an hour. Then there's a phone app where you actually practice 15 minutes every day, and you get into a pod like we were in, and you share, and you have breakdowns and you have breakthroughs, and you share them with your pod. And one of us will be there as your PQ fitness coach. And then we'll celebrate at the end of 7 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrate the breakdowns, celebrate the breakthroughs.
Yeah. What I love about the program is there's all these different ways of engaging and different ways that you're taking in the learning. So a 1-hour yeah. video, which you can watch anytime. It's not at a set time. You can watch whenever your schedule allows. And then the 15 minutes a day is doable using right. an app on your phone, and then having the interactive live pod like we had with each other. Mm-hmm. Where we talk about our learning and our struggles and things like that, to really solidify the learning over the period of time, which is what the magic is creating that different pattern for yourself over a period of time.
Yeah. 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 And it's, you know, it's a lot of content. And what I love really, I think all of us really love about Shirzad is it's scientific, it's tested. You know, he mm-hmm. is a professor at Stanford. He's using, you know, neuroscience, MRI imaging to really tune in on something that is proven to work. And so it is an investment of your time, and it's well documented that it will make a huge difference. And the three of us are testifying to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Well, and you know, 500,000 people worldwide so far. So, you know, and he wants to grow that significantly, and we're gonna help, you know. Yeah. Help you get your mind right.
And I still wanna point out from a personal perspective, when we signed up for this program to do it ourselves, I was all in, and then COVID hit, and it was literally the most chaotic time. One of the most chaotic times of my life. Mm-hmm. And there were a few times in the beginning where I thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this now? And it was thank God. It turned into thank God I am doing mm-hmm. this now. Mm-hmm. So I just want to point that out. Like, it yes. was so helpful during this time of chaos and sort of overwhelm and not knowing what was going on for me personally, that don't let that stop you.
Well, the saboteurs will thoughts. Definitely stop you. So notice yes. that's a saboteur voice.
Absolutely.
Why the hell am I doing this now? That's right. A judgment like of the circumstance, and it's a judgment of yourself.
That's right.
Of like, this is wrong. I shouldn't yes. be doing this now. See? Right there, right. You'll get stopped.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, those first few weeks were hard. I remember yeah. like when we were in the first few weeks, you're really in the saboteur space, and it's like, yeah, yeah, it's hard. And that's what the pod, right? I mean, that's the thing. I think Michelle, I suspect for you, like your commitment to us, you were not willing to let us down. I mean, I know this about you. You are a person who, when you commit to us, you will show up for us.
Yes,
and that is probably the one thing that actually kept you coming back for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Particularly in that one week where you were flying across the country and driving your daughter home from university.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still checking in on, you know, with your pod, which was great.
Right.
Getting support from us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we, we're excited. This, we always like to give everybody something to try. And this is what we're encouraging you to try is come and join our PQ fitness program. There's a new one kicking off June 15th.
Yes, June
15th. And we're
going
to link, we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yeah. And you can also find it on our website under the coaching tab as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just want to really acknowledge David again. We've done this privately, but publicly I want to acknowledge David because he invited Michelle and I and then another colleague of ours who we did our leadership program with, Roseanne, to step into this. And really you were the emphasis, David, for getting us all enrolled. So thank you for having the idea, inviting us, championing us to do it. And thanks, Michelle, for showing up even in the midst of your victim mode.
Oh yeah, it was
showed up.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, David.
Yeah,
and our friend Roseanne, who is just a delightful, humorous, and thoughtful, person who brings like such depth and mm-hmm. thoughtfulness to everything she does, but with a quirky sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely. I so appreciate the acknowledgement. Part of my victim saboteur, which is not activated right now, is always wanting to seek that kind of acknowledgement. And but this is coming from a place of sage. We didn't even get to talk about the sage powers, but I really appreciate the acknowledgement. And for if you're considering doing the program with us, I encourage you to enroll someone to come with you. Mm-hmm. Touch, move, and inspire. Help someone else. This work is extraordinary, and you will touch another person's life, as I've touched Michelle and Janice's lives by bringing them into the program. It seemed crazy at the time to do it, and I'm so glad you guys did it with me. And so just go out there, and if you're going to do this, bring someone along with you and help them. Yeah.
That's good. All right. So that's our something to try. You can read more and sign up through the link in the show notes. And if you haven't already, we'd love you to subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. So go put it into practice.